Hey, how's it going, everyone? This is Randall D. Stroud with Nalini Global. And today we're going to talk about marriage and why people get married. You know, a lot of people get married because it's a culturally common and normal thing to do. They grow up seeing, you know, marriages in movies. Their parents are married. But I really don't think that this generation really understands why people get married. Well, let's talk about it from a spiritual perspective and from a legal perspective and why we get married. So, from a spiritual perspective, as the Bible says in the book of Genesis, and the two shall become one flesh. According to the Bible, when you have sex with someone, that person becomes a part of you. That's why after you have sex with someone, you feel a closeness or a connection to that person that may be unlike anything you've ever experienced before. You know, maybe you're dating somebody, you're going out, having dinners, but the moment you have sex with that person, the entire dynamics of the relationship change as they should. As they should. Whenever you have sex, dopamine, oxytocin, and all these other chemicals get released throughout your body, which give you pleasure and this feeling of intense connection. And the more often that you engage in this activity of sex, the stronger those chemicals become when you come into contact with that person. And it creates like this reinforced sort of phenomena of attachment when you see this person. And that's all designed by God. We are not designed to fall in love with 5 or 6 or 7 people at a time. Because falling in love with someone and getting attached to someone, it takes up a lot of your time and energy. And just as we are made in God's image and as God is a jealous God, we are also jealous creatures as well. So, from a spiritual perspective, getting married is holding yourself accountable. You know, whenever you get married, you're supposed to invite all your friends and family, and you make this declaration in front of everybody that I'm only going to be with this person, and I'm going to give all that I have for this person. And if I don't hold this promise, then, well, I'm going to be embarrassed, aren't I? I'm going to be shamed and I'm going to be called a liar if I don't hold up my end of the bargain. So it's a way to hold yourself accountable and to make a declaration. It's just like whenever someone gets elected as president, after all the votes are counted up and we figure out who won, that candidate has to make a public oath of office to show everybody, yes, I accept this position and the responsibilities that come with it. Now, from a legal perspective, marriage exists to make it hard to separate or divorce, because once you get married, now you have all these legal entanglements. Marriage is designed to make separation more difficult, and that's to protect children. Because once you get married, it's not so simple to just walk away from each other. Because once you're married and you have kids and you have a house and you have property, once you get divorced, now all of those things have to be separated. And whenever you get married, all of that property becomes joint property. So the prospect of getting divorced becomes much less appealing, and it's designed to be that way. But most people, they treat marriage as if it's just some empty celebration. They sign all these legal documents and these papers just so that they can have a celebration. And of course, almost nobody waits until marriage to lose their virginity to each other. That doesn't happen anymore. And why is that? Why did God say to not have premarital sex or fornication? Every time that you have sex with someone, a piece of your spirit or soul gets left behind with that person. And every new sexual covenant that you enter into with a new person, your ability to pair bond and give yourself fully emotionally and physically and spiritually becomes much more difficult because pieces of you are missing in others. So whenever you marry someone, don't you want to fully give yourself to someone? Mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. But so many people nowadays are getting married after they've lost their virginity and they've already had sex with 10 or 20 people. And then they meet this person that they want to get married to, but they're bringing all of this spiritual baggage from previous relationships with them. If both people are virgins, they are coming into the marriage with a clean, emotional, and physical slate. Now, is that to say that if you're not a virgin, then, you know, you can't get married? Obviously not, you know. I have tattoos. I have engaged in a lot of sinful behaviors. But I wasn't in the knowledge that I have now. I wasn't in the knowledge. But now that I am in the knowledge, if I go out and repeat those behaviors, then that's just evidence of how corrupt I am. Before, I could claim ignorance, and you know, and you can get baptized, you can go to the synagogues, ask for forgiveness and repent, and people will, you know, cut you some slack, like, well, he didn't know, he was ignorant back then, or she was ignorant. But once you come into the knowledge of these things and why they're bad, why they're detrimental, and then you continue to do it, well, then God have mercy on you. There's nothing I can do or say. But these are why these things exist. Marriage is not just a party or a celebration that two people dating have. It's a way to hold yourself accountable, and it's a way to make separation more difficult. But you'd be hard-pressed to think that nowadays because we have things like no-fault divorce. It's so easy to get a divorce nowadays. It almost makes me wonder why people even get married anymore, not unless both parties are extremely religious and they take the covenant seriously. That's why I always say you cannot legislate morality. If people don't take the law seriously, then it doesn't mean anything to anyone. You know, if someone were to tell me that, yes, me and my wife are getting married, but we're not involving the government, I wouldn't blame them. But if both people are extremely religious and they get married under a priest or pastor or whoever, and they both fervently believe in the scriptures, that marriage is probably going to be more successful. Because to be honest, as a religious person, I couldn't care less about civil marriage. It means nothing to me. It's just so I can operate within this world easier, maybe get a few tax breaks, but I really don't care about it. It's just to protect me, you know, and my property and things like that, access to children. But so that's my take. Hopefully these words have changed your mind about marriage, and if you're thinking about marriage, you'll take it a lot more seriously and stop treating it as just a fun thing that you do, a fun party that you have when you really like somebody. This has been Randall Stroud with Nalini Global. Tell me your thoughts. NaliniGlobalConsulting.com. NaliniGlobalConsulting@gmail.com. I'm sorry. And tell me your thoughts. Thank you, guys. God bless. And stay safe out there.